Now, the marine world is a very sensitive one, and as a result, it's easily influenced by our activities. So to make us see just how much our activities are affecting this environment, a team of scientists at the University of Hawaii have put together a global map showing the most affected areas. Here's Mira talking to Kimberly Selko.
Well, we tried to gather as many global-scale, high-resolution data sets that covered any type of human activity that influences the marine ecosystem. And we tried to put it all together in a single format so that we could compare them all and lay them all on top of each other and see what the total impact is on the global oceans.
And so how many impacts did you look at?
In total, we found 17 data sets. We had an original list of 34 different stressors that result from human activities. And, you know, half of these did not have any global scale data on them. We don't know where these things are going on. But for 17, we did find suitable data.
And I guess of those 17, did you find out which ones had the most impact?
Yes, we can always have to come up with a way to rank them. And the way that we used had to do with their impact. And in that case, sea temperature rise was having the largest impact in the most areas of the ocean. But that means there are areas that have greater impacts locally.
And how about fishing? Because that's usually quite a big cause.
It is a big cause, but we divided fishing into 5 different commercial categories and also artisanal fishing as a 6th category. We didn't look at the 6 categories as a sum. We only looked at them individually, and individually they did not have such a large effect compared to the climate change effects.
Okay, so you've put all this stuff together, but what did that show on the map? What areas were the most affected?
There was a large area off of the East China Sea and the South China Sea, and also the northern part of the North Sea stretching into the North Atlantic.
What are the main impacts, do you think, affecting those areas?
The sea temperature rise was very great in, for instance, the North Sea area. And also there are many types of fishing and very heavy shipping. Shipping had a major impact that we were surprised by in our model, even compared to fishing.
So now you've got this map and you've got this information, but what do you want to do with it? What are the aims of the map?
Well, there are a lot of different things that can be done. It's really a tool to be used by scientists to answer new questions about the spatial patterns that we have generated by human activities in the oceans. It can be used by educators and to spread the word about how badly impacted the oceans are. And we also see specific uses for policymakers in order to figure out who needs to coordinate to solve some of these problems of multiple uses that are having large impacts.
So what kind of effects are these impacts having on the marine ecosystem? What's happening to the life there?
The general impact is that it's affecting biodiversity. It's affecting how nutrients are cycled. So in the worst case scenario, when there are too many activities for too long, an ecosystem can entirely collapse. And that means it just shifts into a different state altogether where the species change, the diversity is low, the nutrients cycle in a new way, and often in a way that's not as useful for human society.
If this map helps people realize the different impacts having these effects, would it be possible to reverse?
Yeah, I think one of the hopeful things about our project is that it provides for the first time a map of where different activities are happening. And with that information, we can make smarter decisions about how to manage our oceans. And so we can continue using the oceans and hopefully in a way that will maximize the benefit while minimizing the impact.
And that was Kimberly Selko from the University of Hawaii explaining to Mira how different factors affect the marine ecosystem in different ways, and has allowed her to map out the areas where we have the most impact. Hopefully, this will lead to better management of marine areas in the future.